So good morning to each of you. If by chance you have joined us today, just go right along and everything will be fine. Don't worry about, well, what did I miss? But we're in the middle of a process, but the process involves so much continual pointing out that you will receive sufficient pointing out. If you start to realize that, oh, this is really this accountability of this of being available is really a genuine thing that I can do in life. One encounters the question necessity of our own accountability. And this has to do, again, with the discipline of our practice, how much discipline we have. I would have you be accountable by aligning the way we have done over and over again, going through this sequence of arriving, available, aligning, and then realizing the ground, rather than have you have some concept about accountability, a shoulds. I'm not very enthusiastic about the shoulds. So we are accountable as best we are able. We know what we're about, and staying in touch, the remembering as to what we're about, that's where the freedom is going to come. Not from setting a bunch of standards that are ideals or concepts, but that they don't really meet how your life is at this moment. So being available will do itself if we will stay with that in that way. There is another factor in this. We're exploring at a deeper level today, and more subtlety and more tying into the Dhamma as a whole today. There is this other factor that as we're available, we are called upon, as I describe in Dancing with Life, which you can look up, it's its own chapter. About innocence, we run into our own innocence, and naive innocence. When we're available, we can't hold on to our naive innocence. But what we gain is access to an experienced innocence. So we don't have the pretense anymore about whatever it is. It's not my fault, or it's if only, I didn't mean to do that. We're available for our own experience. We're available for our own motives. We're available to know. We're available to be with what's arising. And there can be times when that's a little bumpy, because there may be parts of our imperfection that we haven't let loose of our judging about, or our comparing about, or thinking we must fix that. So it takes some orienting at times. I'm just going to be available, and I will respond as best I am able from this availability. And I know my imperfections. I know I'm a work in progress. And therefore, in that way, what can come forward is what I term experienced innocence. So that when we fill our own imperfections, when the hindrances have us, this old story has us, whatever it is, we're willing to stay with that And we know this availability is a ground, and that's where our experienced innocence lies. A little subtle to think about. When we are wishing to be present in mind, heart, in this way of being available to all of the experiences, see, we're not into our experiences yet. We're still in this understanding how to arrive to be with all the Satipatthana experiences that the Buddha points out. How we establish ourselves in a perspective, an attitude, a way of being, a mind state that allows wisdom to arise, that allows compassion to arise. When we are in this process, of available, our knowing is a knowing that's awareness. It's knowing, we're back in the knowing capacity, and less on the object, you know, where it's the objects is objects of the body, mind experience, mind heart experiences of the body, mind heart experiences of Vedana, pleasant, unpleasant, neither pleasant nor unpleasant, mind states that are arising and the emotions with those mind states, or seeing the Dhamma, by being resting in our availability, we are trusting this knowing capacity of awareness. So this knowing awareness, it's empty. It's empty. And that's why when we, for maybe some of you, as we've done all these different meditations over these, this has now been the third day, you can be resting there in your availability and realize, well, this is kind of emptiness. This feels, nothing's going on, and yet I'm really present. Maybe this is emptiness. And indeed, you are in a territory. You're in a territory of foreshadowing skillful circumstances for this kind of finding a way of relating to life that's not so much selfing. There's just a lot less selfing. But we're not trying to get less selfing. We're not trying anything. We're being available. It's such a modest way to be. But these things will arise. And so after this much practice, it's appropriate I point them out to you in that way. This idea of easily satisfied, which we do a lot of in our nine bodies meditation retreats, but when we're really present, the mind moves to its own contentment, so we are easily satisfied. But because we're addicted to experiences of great stimulation, we tend to get, we tend to measure. We're looking at the world as though, what's the next big stimulation? But that's not the nature of mind heart. So to see that when you are available, there's a satisfaction that's a prior to what comes in the way of experience. And that then provides this compassion and wisdom with the various experiences we have from the sense stimulants and the mind and all the things that the mind can do and how the outer and the inner interact with each other. And sometimes we feel, this seems like a fairly big thing that I'm doing. Some of you probably felt that this weekend already. This kind of feels like a big thing. What is this? it is what it is, and that little moment of that that you're feeling, that's the hint, or the hint of a hint, about, ah, there is the Buddha's promise, the Buddha's happiness is not some distant thing. There is a here and now to the Buddha's happiness, the happiness of the Buddha. The Buddha knowing the Dhamma, which in that moment we are doing. It is immediate. I use that word over and over again. It's immediate. And it has a felt sense to it. So the response to that is to be even more humble. We don't know. We so don't know. We engage in such huge possibility with such limited capacities or limited equipment. You know, we're humble because there's so many reasons to be humble, not because it's some ideal state, but because it's reality. It's really reality. At least this is my experience. Maybe it's different for you, but so many reasons. So many reasons.